Make a blessing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Make a blessing. Many times we receive statements from people, and the statements are that we are wonderful, that we are great, that we are beautiful, that we are worthwhile beings. And we receive these statements and we take them, and then a few minutes later, the person makes another statement and says, "No, I told you that you were super wonderful, you were great, you were fantastic." And we argue, we say, "No, no, you just told me that I was wonderful." And I said, "Yeah, but I tell you, you're super wonderful, you're great." And, "No, no, you just told me I'm wonderful." But I say, "You're super wonderful, you're great." And we can make a blessing out of everything. And when people make comments to us, and then sometimes in the middle of their comment they forget what they said, and they just make it even more beautiful, we should just take the more beautiful aspect of it. Just take the more beautiful response to it, rather than jumping back and saying, "No, no, that's not what you said. That's not what you said. You said this and you said that." And we should just flow with it. Now, if what they're saying is not to our liking, then that's a total different thing. If they say, "Your dress is too short," and you say, "Oh, really? Why do you judge my dress being too short?" "And because it just is too short by the standards that I see or that I accept or that I want, you know." And, "All right, here." And so you take off your dress and you give it to me. And you say, "You wear it." You know, if it's too short for me, then perhaps it's right for you. So you wear it. And you say, "No, I would never say something like that or do something like that. That'd be disrespectful." That's right. Well, words are just as important as actions. In fact, even sometimes more important than actions. When a person gives you a compliment or gives you a suggestion or gives you a direction, take the best in it and flow with it. And when you take the best in it and flow with it, magic takes place in your life. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a really wonderful thing when you can start this magic going and start these things really happening so beautiful in your life. Now, when you begin to live your life from your highest and your best, then all you will ever see is your highest and your best. No matter what a person says to you, you will only see it as your highest and your best. A person says to you, "Your dress is too short," you say, "Oh, well, thank you for noticing, you know. I'll see what I can do about that." So you pull the dress down a little bit, you know, so that it goes down a little further, and of course it comes off your shoulders and your breasts show and so forth, and you say, "Is this better?" "Well, no." And "Well, what should I do?" "Well, you know, I thought my dress was just the right length, and I really appreciate it. And I appreciate your comments because it shows that you're looking at me and you're seeing beautiful things about me and you're seeing wonderful things about me. And I appreciate that very much. And, you know, the only thing I can ever see about you is you always have good taste. You always do everything in right order. You always do everything in peace." "Yeah, but your dress was too short." "Whenever I look at you, you have such wonderful taste. Your clothing is always well suited to you." "Yeah, but your dress was too short." And when I look at your hair, it's always so well combed, you know. Your hair has always looked like you just washed it and just fluffed it. It just looked great, you know. You look like Stefan Stresle coming out of the shower. You shake your head and your hair all falls into place, you know. And, "Oh, really? Well, how about that? Yeah, and you know, I like the color that you choose. The color of your clothing is always so harmonious and sort of sparkling, and it represents the happy time you think in your mind and your heart." "Well, thank you very much." "And, well, you have a good day, and we'll see you." And you walk away with your dress that's too short, according to him. And he leaves you with a feeling of being 10 feet tall, because you complimented him on everything about him. Now, you didn't compliment him because he said something about your dress. You complimented him because you saw him as a beautiful person. And that's all that he could see you as a beautiful person, if you can only see him as a beautiful person. So you got to start someplace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. So when you look at another person and they make a comment to you in any way that's not beneficial in your mind, immediately turn it around. Immediately turn it around. Not that you're saying that they're wrong in what they're observing about you, but you begin to observe how beautiful they are. And then pretty soon they'll say to you, you know, you have good taste in colors too. I really hadn't noticed it until now, but your color is always sparkling, just like your eyes. When you're full of sunshine, your colors are always light and yellow. And when you're full of starlight in your eyes, you know, you have that blue, wonderful glow about you. And when you're full of enthusiasm and vitality, there's a brilliance about you. Your cheeks are flushed and your face is all red and you're all just so bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. And, you know, if we begin to look at life like that, we'd begin to see all sorts of things that we never realized just by making a blessing of life, making a blessing of every experience, making a blessing of everything that comes into our attention, making a blessing of everything that comes along. Rex was pulling a big 6 to 7 foot stick this morning, and he picked it up and he said, "Look at this, isn't this great?" And I said, "Yeah, it's great, all right. It's kind of a big stick, though." And then I thought to myself, "He's going to bump me with that." And sure enough, he came and bumped me. And I thought, now what a stupid thing for me to do, think he's going to bump me. He's been walking around me, he's had that big stick, and he's been wagging it around. It could have slapped me a number of times, but didn't, you know. And now I said, he's going to bump me, and so he bumped me. So then I said, "Rex, you carry that stick so beautifully that you never bump anything." And from then on, he carried the stick so in fact, he took it over in the bushes. And he looked at some other sticks, and then he came back, and he brought the stick back with him. And I thought, okay, I'll jog. So I jogged, and in the process of jogging, he decided to lay the stick down so he could jog with me. You see, it's just a matter of diverting attention into the ways that are happy and making a blessing out of everything. To me, having Rex along at any time is a blessing. And to me, to make a blessing out of anything, if a person says something which is untoward or not harmonious for me, I turn it around and make a blessing out of it. And I say, "Gee, that was terrific." Now, last night, my computer, my printer didn't work. And the printer just didn't work. And I looked at everything. I looked at the plug where it came into the computer, and every print where it went into the wall. I looked every place, you know, every place. And I checked everywhere, and it didn't work. And then I said, "Well, printer, there's nothing wrong with you. Work." And so then I went away and did some other things. And then I came back later, and my printer was working. And I said, "Boy, that is wonderful. I mean, I really spoke my word, and I really, you know, got my results. I think that's just fabulous." Now, old Big Mouth over here has to tell me that she came along after hearing my printer didn't run, and she checked it over for me, and she found it was unplugged in the middle, where it's plugged into the gadget there that conducts the amount of electricity into it. And it had been hanging on its plug, and so it fell off. And so she put it back together, and she didn't say a thing about it. Now, she would have been so smart not to say anything about it ever, and let me think that I spoke my word and it went back together again, and it did. But she happened to be the cause in process of my word. But isn't that true?
Yeah.
Isn't that true? Now, she fixed it so that, I mean, I should have looked at the whole cord, not just part of it, but I didn't because I wanted to give her a chance to do that. But you see, make a blessing out of it. And so I didn't even know she went into my house and she went into my office and that she did that. And I just thought, gee, everything looks so nice here. Everything's so beautiful. And the printer is running so great. My goodness, I live in a wonderful, positive-minded world. This is great. And make a blessing out of it. Make a blessing. You see, that's why I say to people so often, they say, "Well, I think we should go on a picnic. And then they say, I think so too. And I think to myself, oh, why do they do that? They shouldn't do that. They should say, that's a great idea. Let's go. Now, to say, I think so too, is saying that they're just as intelligent as I am in thinking these brilliant thoughts of going on a picnic, you know. And you know, don't do that. Let one person have the credit for having the picnic. Herb thought of going on the picnic. Wasn't that wonderful? Herb, we were all thinking about it. We were all wishing we could go. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Herb did it. You know, we went. Now let's go. I say, Herb, it's your picnic. Herb, you stop and buy the freshmen's. Herb. Herb, you do this, you do that. You, and it's your idea. You know? But if it's everybody's idea, then everybody's got to pitch in, you know. But can you understand me? If you can keep your mouth shut and not need to take credit for something that somebody else is taking credit for whatever is the reason, doesn't matter, and let it go, and then watch how how they pay the tariff. They pay the bill, and they think, well, aren't I wonderful? I'm taking everybody out on a picnic, you know. And that's great. Make everything a blessing. And you know how to do it by having lots and lots and lots and lots of humility.
Yeah.
So, have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.